And I'm joined by Westlands Knights Head Wrestling Coach Scott Vaughn. Of course, Scott, a very busy weekend this past weekend of wrestling. The varsity had the Knights Invitational over at Westlands, finishing up in third place. Talk about that.
I love our tournament. Not only is it a chance for the kids to wrestle a tournament at home and more people to come, it's more available for people to come and watch, but we get to pick and choose what teams come in, so we try to make it as competitive as we can. It's always an ultra-tough tournament. I know even the referees came in and were very impressed with the competition that was going on at the tournament. So finishing third place, I was behind the computer screen running the tournament the whole time, so I didn't get to watch a lot of the wrestling. But I know, you know, talking to my coaches and just seeing the results come in, the boys wrestled really, really well at the tournament on Saturday. Finishing third place, you know, Medina Buckeye won the tournament. They've turned into a perennial power where, you know, they're vying for a dual or individual state title pretty much every year the last few years. And then Carrollton finished second, who is a very strong team, especially in our district. So I was pretty happy with our placing, and we beat a couple Division I teams as well. So really happy with the way those guys wrestled. I've got a couple placers here. Peyton Martin coming back, first tournament he got to wrestle this year, took third place. I thought he looked really good. He beat a kid that was ranked ahead of him in the state rankings. Grady Toy also took third. Loudon Dixon and Hunter McCluggage took second. Hunter had a big tournament. He also beat a kid that was ranked well above him in the state ranking. And then Cole Porter and Grant Miller took tournament championship. Like I said, the tournament is very tough. We don't get many kids that win the state tournament here at West Holmes because it's so difficult. So really proud of the way Cole and Grant performed. They obviously got our Knights of the Week for winning our tournament.
Great to see guys wrestling so well, especially being home inside the dungeon. Of course, the JV, they had a wrestling meet last Monday, the Iron Boy over at Marlington.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit the last time they traveled to Marlington to wrestle at Iron Boy. It's a really awesome event. They just get matches. There's no awards or anything like that. You know, it's kind of madness the way the kids are. They just fire matches out there. As soon as one's done, you know, the next two are out there on the line ready to go. So we're just trying to get kids matches, get them experience, which is the goal, especially for the JV kids. So Ian Darty went 1-2 at Iron Boy. Wyatt Crabb went 2-1. Cohen Wilson went 2-1. Jordan Gerber went 2-0. Grady Hawkins 2-0. Colton Lida went 3-0, and then Royce Milam went 4-0. So they all wrestled pretty well there. They got a lot of good mat experience. So that's our last one of the year, but the kids, they wrestled well up at Iron Boy.
All right, and of course, the middle school, they were in action on Saturday at Mount Vernon, finishing up in fifth place.
Yeah, sounded like the middle school wrestled pretty well. I've got some placers here. They took fifth place overall, 9 place winners and 1 champion. So sounds like they're really hitting the ground running here, you know, towards the end of the season, which is the right time to do it. Colt Garver took third. Liam Angle took third. Ollie Roberts took sixth. Noah Grassball took sixth. Logan Lida took fourth. Wade Miller took third. Silas Baker took third. Oliver Hiller took sixth. Brady Milam took fourth, and then our lone champion was Easton Ross. He's really put together a really nice season. I get to see him at the middle school quite a bit and talk to him, and he's really maturing and having a nice season, so it's nice.
All right, good job on the middle school and the things. And also the attack team had a busy day also on Sunday. Of course, some of the wrestlers branched off into the OAC districts at Jackson High School, and of course the big league tournament took place over at West Holmes.
Yeah, so the OAC districts, it's kind of an individual thing. So the kids are there, we promote it, we want them to do it, but they don't have to do it, it's not mandatory. The district tournament top four go to state, similar to, you know, our high school sectionals and districts and state. But we had 12 kids wrestle, which I was super pumped about. You know, I love those kids going out there and, you know, attempting to make it to state. We have 5 kids and 1 alternate. Jordan Vaughn took first place. Graham Matty took second place. Jansen Hart took third place, as well as Grantham Lovell and Clint Burgett. And then Rowan Matty took fifth place. So overall, good showing for the attack team there at the district tournament. And then there's other chances for them to make the state, but that is usually one of the tougher districts to make it out. So I'm really happy with the way this attack team's wrestling.
On Saturday and Sunday, with all the wrestling taking place at West Holmes, Scott, I know a lot of thanks goes out to people helping out and making it all possible here throughout the weekend.
Yeah, before we go into the OIWA League tournament that on Sunday, I just want to make sure and give thanks, you know, any way I can to everybody that volunteers. I know at our varsity tournament, we were pulling parents out of the stands to help work tables, and, you know, it's a lot of moving parts to get a good tournament running. And tournament after tournament, we get thanks from coaches, from parents, from referees about how well our tournaments move, and, you know, we're not taking breaks, it's not clunky. And even all the way down to, like, the hospitality room. We had Amber McCluggage did our JV in our high school tournament. There's a couple middle school moms that took over for our hospitality room for the middle school tournament. And then Trisha Maddie killed it this year again. with our youth tournament, running the concession stand and the hospitality room. My wife is out of town, so she typically tries to help, but so Trisha was kind of on her own, and she just killed it. She did a great job. So everybody that helped, from the wrestlers, from the coaches, from the parents and fans that were able to help us, I can't thank them enough, because without them, the tournaments don't take place, and they certainly don't run as smoothly. Rolling right into the OIWA League tournament that we hosted on Sunday, the tag team won it for the second straight year. And I was talking with Coach Maddie. I don't remember the last time we won it, you know, before last year, let alone winning it two times in a row. Super competitive tournament, a lot of really good wrestling, especially for youth, a lot of overtime, ultimate rideout matches. So it was awesome to see those kids perform like that. I'm going to roll through the placers here, so just kind of be patient with me. Jordan Vaughn took fifth. Dawson Miller took third. Silas Blairmore took sixth. Then we got Sawyer Miller took sixth. Jackson Vaughn was a champion. Rowan Maddie was a champion. Chanson Hart took third. Weston Rogers took second. Carter Kick took second. Briggs Patterson took fourth. Clint Burgett took third. Grantham Lovell took first. Colston Wagers took second. And Riker Stokovic took second. So a ton of placers and a lot of good wrestling happening. So, you know, that was a good tournament for those kids to have right before we roll into sectionals here in 2 weeks.
All right, great to see that from the attack team and wrestlers. And also looking at this week, Scott, another busy week of wrestling. The varsity will be in action Wednesday at Crestview, and as well on Saturday with the regional duels over at Indian Valley.
Yeah, this is a unique opportunity at Crestview on Wednesday. We're wrestling at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a pep rally in-school dual meet at Crestview, which I'm really excited about. And it's going to be a different atmosphere with all the, you know, their whole student body there, as well as, you know, parents and fans are welcome to join, obviously. But the dual meet's going to be at 1 o'clock, and I'm excited about this opportunity. And then on Saturday, we will be wrestling at Indian Valley. This is the regional duel. We will be wrestling Steubenville first match, and then if we win, we wrestle the winner of Indian Valley and New Philly. So no matter what, we'll get two duels. So if we win, we wrestle the winner of the other side of the bracket. If we lose, we wrestle the loser of that other side of the bracket. So two wins, and we make it to state again. So, you know, that's the goal. That's the plan. That's, you know, when we have our first talk at the beginning of the season, state duels is one of our main goals. So, you know, the kids will be motivated this week to get after it and make it to state again.
That's a big one for sure. And, of course, the middle school, they'll be wrestling against Clear Fork on Wednesday. And then their big OCC championships will be on Saturday over in Ashland.
Yeah, so this is a makeup for the Clear Fork duel on Wednesday at 6 p.m. is a makeup for when they were supposed to wrestle with us. Since Clear Fork, we didn't have school, so they weren't able to wrestle. So, again, you know, just like their high school team, Clear Fork is a hard-nosed team. Coach Aldering is doing a great job getting them up, and he's turned them into quite the impressive program. So I'm excited. I actually might get to watch this duel because we don't have a meet that day. So I'm excited to come in and watch the Clear Fork duel at home. And then OCC's at Ashland. You know, this is kind of their big end of the season tournament. And then from OCC's, you know, individuals can go to OAC districts if they choose to. But, you know, as far as the OHSAA sanctioned tournaments, the OCC is the last one. Wrestling will begin at 9 a.m. And I believe that's at their field house, not at their high school. So if you're going to watch, might want to head to their field house, which is beside their football stadium.
Okay, of course, the attack team, they're going to be at Worcester on Sunday.
Yeah, wrestling starts at 9 o'clock, and this team is trying to do something again that they haven't done in a really long time. If they win all three duels at Worcester, they are undefeated in their dual meet season as well. So I can't say enough about the dedication, the hard work that this attack team puts in, and all the parents too. You know, they have to transport them to practice every practice. They have to transform to the matches, and they do a lot of extra wrestling as well. So big shout out to the parents of these kids as well. But I can't wait to watch these guys wrestle, and hopefully they come away with three wins.
All right, of course, that's on the wrestling part, Scott. Also, I know somebody you want to acknowledge, Todd Day, passing away here recently, a longtime administrator, West Holmes, and knew by so many others here in this community.
Yeah, so not only on the wrestling side, I think he was a longtime wrestling coach, going all the way back to when Lindy Rogers was the head coach, and then he stuck around on staff for a long time whenever Jeff was the head coach. He was one of my coaches, a big part of my life, and a big mentor for me. And he meant so much to not only West Holmes, but the entire community. He did a lot of things with the community. And, you know, his passing is, he will certainly be missed. He was a huge figure, not only at West Holmes, but in the community. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Rachel and Emily and Blake as they mourn his loss. And, you know, he's such a great man, and I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to Todd because of all he did, and it's so important. So it's a sad day to lose him, but he was a great man.
Certainly was, no question about that. Well, Scott, thank you as always here, and good luck to you here this week.
All right, thank you very much.
That is the voice of West Knowles Lions head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn on the Weekly Wrestling Report.